Imagine spending months building a product only to launch it and hear crickets. This scenario plays out daily across industries, where teams deliver technically sound products that simply miss the mark on customer needs. Teresa Torres's Continuous Discovery Habits offers a transformative framework that flips traditional product development on its head. Rather than focusing primarily on delivery, building things right, Torres emphasizes discovery, building the right things. The approach has revolutionized how industry giants like Netflix and Airbnb develop products, creating a systematic way to understand what customers actually need before building solutions. At its core, continuous discovery means weekly customer touchpoints conducted by the team building the product, not outsourced to researchers, ensuring that daily product decisions are infused with fresh customer insights rather than stale assumptions. This isn't just another methodology. It's a fundamental shift in how we approach product development, bridging the gap between customer empathy and business outcomes. Product teams often jump straight to solutions without understanding the problem space. The Opportunity Solution Tree, OST, provides a visual framework that transforms this chaotic process into a structured approach. A product development GPS showing clear pathways between business outcomes and customer needs. The tree starts with your desired business outcome at the root, then branches into customer opportunities, needs, pains, desires, potential solutions, and assumption tests to validate those solutions. This visual mapping balances business and customer needs by starting with business outcomes, ensuring sustainability, before exploring customer needs that drive that outcome. For example, a streaming service might map from their business outcome, increased subscription retention, to customer opportunities like, I can't find anything to watch, to solutions like personalized recommendations. The OST prevents the instinct to solve problems without questioning the problem framing. By visualizing options, teams enable true cross-functional collaboration and can break large challenges into smaller, manageable opportunities that can be addressed incrementally. What features should we build next quarter? This question reveals an output mindset dominating traditional product development. The continuous discovery approach shifts to an outcome mindset. What customer needs should we address to achieve our business goals? This transformation is profound yet challenging. The Kales.com team initially focused on improving 90-day customer retention, a lagging indicator providing feedback too late. Through research, they identified more actionable metrics, increasing perceived value of tailor-made dog food and improving palatability scores, which offered faster feedback and clearer direction. Setting outcomes should be collaborative. Product leaders provide strategic context, while product trios contribute customer knowledge and feasibility understanding. Teams perform up to 16% better when involved in setting their own outcomes. For new challenges, begin with learning goals before moving to performance goals, allowing teams to build understanding before optimizing metrics. The most effective approach negotiates outcomes, incorporating both strategic direction and team expertise. Regularly evaluate whether you're pursuing true product outcomes rather than just business metrics or vanity numbers. What features would you like to see in our product? This question yields unreliable answers. People poorly report their own behavior and preferences. One workshop participant claimed fit was her priority when buying jeans, yet purchased her last pair on Amazon based solely on brand and price. Effective interviewing separates research questions, what you want to learn, from interview questions, what you actually ask. Instead of, what criteria do you use when purchasing jeans, ask, tell me about the last time you purchased jeans. This story-based approach bypasses biases, where people answer as their ideal rather than actual selves. Getting good stories means breaking normal conversation patterns. Use prompts like what happened first and what happened next. Ask participants to describe specific locations, challenges, and supporting characters to reveal forgotten details. To sustain continuous interviewing, automate the recruiting process. Document insights in visual one-page snapshots with participant information, memorable quotes, and opportunities in the customer's own words. This builds a valuable reference system for product decisions. As customer interviews accumulate, you'll uncover numerous needs and pain points that can become overwhelming. While some teams use prioritized backlogs, flat lists make comparison difficult because opportunities vary in scope and relationship. An opportunity solution tree helps visualize these relationships, breaking down large problems into smaller, more solvable ones. This enables teams to deliver value iteratively rather than waiting to solve entire problems at once. Structure your opportunity space by identifying distinct, non-overlapping moments in your customer's experience. For a streaming service, these might include deciding to watch something, choosing something to watch, watching something, and the end of the watching experience. These moments become the top-level branches of your tree. When adding opportunities, ensure each is framed as a customer need, not a solution, appears in multiple interviews, and will drive your desired outcome if addressed. Group similar opportunities together to build a coherent structure for each branch. This approach allows you to compare top-level opportunities against each other, rather than evaluating everything in isolation. Traditional group brainstorming underperforms compared to individual ideation, which produces more ideas that are both diverse and original. Groups suffer from social loafing, conformity, and production blocking. For effective ideation, review your target opportunity with your team, then have everyone generate ideas individually before sharing collectively. Describe ideas thoroughly, ask questions, and build upon others' concepts. Repeat this individual collective cycle until you've generated 15-20 ideas. Most product failures stem from cognitive biases. Confirmation bias leads us to seek supporting evidence while ignoring contradictions, and escalation of commitment increases our attachment to ideas we've invested in. To counter these, identify key assumptions across 5 categories: desirability, customer want, viability, business value, feasibility, buildability, usability, effectiveness, and ethics, potential harm. Test assumptions across multiple ideas simultaneously using realistic scenarios that allow natural participant behavior rather than just soliciting opinions. Define specific evaluation criteria upfront to align on success metrics and guard against confirmation bias. The beauty of continuous discovery is that you can start implementing it regardless of your organization's current approach. Focus on changing your own work rather than transforming the entire company overnight. Start small and iterate. Don't work alone. These habits are designed for a cross-functional trio, including product, design, and engineering perspectives. Even without full resources or cultural support, begin building these relationships and include all 3 disciplines in discovery decisions. Continuous interviewing is the keystone habit. When teams engage with customers weekly, they naturally adopt rapid prototyping and experimenting. Even when customer access seems challenging, teams have found creative workarounds. When stakeholders dictate what to build, you can still apply discovery principles. Ask, if our customers had this solution, what would it do for them? Uncover the implied opportunity, use story mapping to identify assumptions, and collaborate with stakeholders when assumptions prove faulty. Remember that continuous discovery is a journey, not a destination. Even small improvements in understanding customer needs can dramatically transform your product outcomes and create lasting value for both customers and business.